Hi, my name is Louis van Oortwijk. I'm a solutions sales specialist in the EPG team looking after virtualization. And with me today, we've got Martin Kritzer, an architect in the Microsoft Services team. And Martin, I hear we're talking about Server 2008 in the branch. And before we get there, it's our first year in Durban here with TechEd Africa. Well, how's your experience been?
Louis, this is really amazing. We've changed. After 8 years of TechEd in Sun City, we've changed to Durban, so it's just bigger and better. It's amazing to see all the customers. You know, you can't walk for more than 50 meters without bumping into an old customer talking about the old days and how the migration has gone and so on. So it's really exciting to be here.
Yeah, it's really an exciting venue and seems to be a lot of good stuff happening here in down in Durban.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we get onto the subject, you know, there's a lot of hype. I've seen a lot of things on the blogs and the mail threads and things around the Server 2008 scenario, specifically around the branch and some of the great things that we've brought into Server 2008 for the branch. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Louis, the branch is definitely here to stay. We see that you know, you need to have those branches out there, whether it's mines. You can't move the mine to Joburg. You need to go after the ore, wherever it is. You need to go after your customers, retail customers, so on. So you need to have the branch. So we see that there's always a requirement for branch office stuff out there. Services in terms of infrastructure on the one side, you need DHCP, you need authentication, all of that. And then you also sometimes need it for applications, line of business applications. A lot of customers cannot live with a WAN outage. If the WAN goes down, business is down. So they need to have those servers there. And Exchange, well, Windows Server 2008 has really come to the party there and had added some new features in there to make the branch office scenarios a lot easier. So whether it's really on the low-level stuff, protocol stuff, new TCP/IP features, or even the high-level stuff, new features, applications, that's inbuilt into the product that makes it really appealing to have the branch office servers.
Great. I think, if we look at the blogs, there's certainly a lot of excitement there. You mentioned one of the areas, and that's around the protocol. What have we done around the protocols in 2008 to help the branch?
The protocol is a really interesting thing, you know. You think TCP is TCP is TCP, and what can you change in TCP?
It's been around for 20, 30 years, hasn't it?
Yes, and in Vista and 2008, they've actually rewritten TCP completely from the ground up. They really made sure that whatever the network you're running on, whether it's a wireless network, whether it's a slow hotel network, whether it's a WAN link, we optimize for that network. So we are, in the first instance, network aware. Now we know what type of network we're running on. And we auto-tune the receive window size. So it can be up to a 1 gigabyte window receive size on a Windows Server 2008 box that will allow us to receive messages and receive packets off the network and really make it optimal. In XP in 2003, that received window size was only 64K. So it was really up to the application to pull that information as quickly as possible from the receive window and process that. But now we have this big buffer that allows you to pick up the packets off the network and then push it to the application whenever the application is ready. So that is a major, major improvement. Then on the sending side, we have another new feature called Compound TCP. Compound TCP allows us to adapt a lot better to the congestion on the network. Previously, when you copy files and things across the network, it gradually increased the speed, and then when you hit a problem, it will just half the speed right there. So if you lose a packet or you didn't get an ACK back or something like that, you would half the speed. This really creates a sawtooth type of traffic on the network, which is not really a good way of doing it. The better is really to just tweak it down a little bit and then try and go up. So it really makes a lot better use of the network stack or the network that's available and your bandwidth. Then you know, if you take protocols or applications that run on top of TCP, like SMB and so on, that's also after like 15 years, we've improved SMB. SMB now has got some optimizations in, like, for instance, we can do multiple commands in one packet. We can say, do this, do this, do this, and it will go off and do it, and then come back and say, I did it, I did it, I did it. SMB one, it was go and do this, wait for the response back. Go and do this, wait for the response back. You can really see how that slows down the network.
Okay, so really some great improvements in SMB V2 as well.
Yes.
To help on top of that network stack.
Yes.
So, you know, a big component that I often see in the branch environment is obviously the need for Active Directory.
Yes.
And I know a lot of customers are nervous about placing their domain controllers out there in the back end of the world and generally in unsecured environments where they're not in data centers, they're typically standing on a table or a little room somewhere. What have we done to help make management and community feel more comfortable about placing their domain controllers out?
Now, there's a brand new feature in 2008 called RODCs. And RODCs is really specifically geared towards that unsecure environment. Typically, the secretary is running a server underneath a desk. And anybody can walk in and walk away with all the secrets, all the passwords, everything in the domain. An RODC allows you to selectively decide what secrets do you want on that server. So you only replicate those passwords and only on demand, so it doesn't replicate it beforehand. It only replicates it when it's needed. And nothing gets replicated back. So it only gets replicated from your central site to the RODC, and that really secures that environment. So we've got some built-in protection in there. So by default, we're not going to replicate any administrator, any server operator, any account operator credentials. You know,
real sensitive accounts.
Real sensitive. That is denied in terms of the password replication policy by default. So that's never going to be on that server. So if that server is stolen, then breaking into it, running your utilities and cracking open that DIT is not going to help you. The password is physically not on that server. There's no way that you can get it. Coupled with some tools, some of the things that if you delete that RODC after it's been stolen, it will go and clean up everything. It will go and clean up all the passwords. It will reset everybody's passwords to a random password, and it will do all the metadata cleanup for you. So definitely a nice end-to-end scenario specifically geared towards the branch office scenario. And then another cool feature around it is typically the guy that's looking after that RODC in the region, you don't want to make him a domain administrator, you know. But now...
Not exactly your enterprise administrator.
Yes. But now with the 2000...
Are we rolling?
So the local role allows you to give somebody in that site office the ability to be a local administrator of that RODC. Mm-hmm. And he can shut it down. He can do typical local stuff. But he's still not a domain administrator, so he's not going to be able to fiddle with the accounts and the groups and all of that stuff.
So the backup tasks and the changing of the tape in the yes. server, things like that, he can
yes.
continue
shut
doing.
Down the server, oh, change your IP address, something like that.
Yeah.
It's still somebody you want to trust, so it's not like you will give it to anybody, but it's somebody that you don't have to give all the keys to the palace to that person.
Great. And then, of course, there's BitLocker down in Server 2008. That also helps the...
Yes,
the
so there's a couple of things
scenario.
That you could put together. BitLocker, one of them. So encrypting the drive, RODC, making sure that there's no secrets on there. Another thing that's quite interesting is ServerCore. ServerCore creates a really low footprint of server for specific tasks. Typically, your infrastructure tasks where you need to run a DHCP server or a DC or something like that in a lean, mean machine that will just run those roles. So really, really reducing the complexity there. You don't have to patch Internet Explorer because it's not on there. You don't have to patch Media Player. It's not on there. Mm-hmm. Increasing availability and making people even in the branches happy. You know, typically we only look after the people in the head office, but now we can look after the people in the branches as well.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff I saw is that, you know, less than 60% of patches that were relevant in the 2003 scenario for the same type of server would now just not be relevant for the 2008
yes.
server. So, it really looks like a winner there.
Using less memory, using less disk space, so that will really come in handy mm-hmm. when you want to maybe reuse all the servers. That's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. What role do you see virtualization playing in the branch?
And that's another interesting one, is you can make that server core a Hyper-V host. Uh-huh. So you can run that line of business application on a Hyper-V guest and run SQL in there. Typically we see small loads, so you don't need the massive physical power, but the Hyper-V performs really well anyway. But you can isolate that role like a SQL server inside a Hyper-V guest and let that run on its own, and you have the local performance that people want in that system. And again, you don't have the security problems, because lots of times what customers do is they say, I need a DC in the branch, I need a SQL server in the branch, I need an Exchange server in the branch, I'm just going to put everything on one machine. Mm-hmm. Now you sit with other problems. How do I do admin role separation? How do I keep my SQL DBA away from the domain admins, because they need to do admin tasks and things like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's easy with Hyper-V. You just give them their own virtual machine and they can do whatever they want. They RDP into that from their point of view, it's like a physical machine and they can just do whatever they want in there. So Hyper-V really makes that scenario as well. So if you go back to the scenarios of infrastructure plus business apps, we cater for both of them in 2008.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Sounds like a lot of exciting things. And where can we get more information about Server 2008?
So 2008, definitely on the Microsoft TechEd site. So if you go to technet.microsoft.com, you will find all the information on there. White papers, deployment scenarios. The amount of detail that's available there is amazing. You know, everything step by step, how to deploy it, how to play with it is there. So you don't need to struggle to how to get it running.
Great. Thank you very much. It sounds exciting. I'm going to go have a look at that information.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Martin.
Right.
Thank you. Cheers.